From the Mercy One studio live from the Iowa State Fair.
Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bugnano. Every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And online at iowacatholicradio.com or the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
We are at the Iowa State Fair. And, of course, this is Jimmy Olsen. Kind of like hanging out for Monsignor Frank Bugnano, who decided to go get a corn dog at the last minute, and I said, you know, you got like 5 minutes to get here. I'll just go ahead and throw those on Monsignor here, and so this is all last minute, trying to get everything all figured out. Monsignor, how was your little trek around the fair there?
Amazing. The too many people here right now, but they're all freezing to death. It's cold out here.
It is starting out pretty cool this morning, and I know Deacon Tom's going to be your first guest, because you're going to talk about the deacons and reconciliation a little bit about here at the tent.
Oh, okay, sure. I am. Exactly. That's what I was hoping we would do.
Hey, that's what I was told. So, you know, this is all... Well, I mean, I don't know. Where's the Mary first? You tell me.
That's fine. We can go with Deacon Tom. So
Deacon Tom will come over here. You'll get that going. And again, you know, well, this is what happens. Live radio at the Iowa State Fair. So, Monsignor, go ahead and take over, and I will pass these along.
Okay, great. Well, it's good to be here. And the Iowa State Fair, it's famous for you know, actually around the world. You'd watch the evening news, you're going to see Iowa State Fair, mainly because you're going to watch the politicians give their pitches, which I think are amazing. So anyway, hey, Tom, great. Tell me about the deacons. Yeah, I know you're organizing our wonderful deacons to have things ready for people spiritually. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's kind of came out of the Year of Mercy planning. I was on the bishop's kind of planning team for the Year of Mercy, and that was about the time when Pope Francis came out with some of his discussion about going to the peripherals and meeting people where they are, and saying, you smell like the sheep. And I said, well, that makes a lot of sense. The Iowa State Fair is probably the perfect
you
place
got it.
To smell like the sheep and stuff. So, and I was looking for something for the deacons to maybe do, because pastors are often tied to their parishes and serving that process too. Deacons are kind of out there in the world as much as they can. So
you bet.
I brought that to the bishop. He was okay with it. So I joined with Iowa Catholic Radio, and we started it's the fourth year we've been out here. The intention is to basically be a friendly face for the people who walk by, to greet them and to have a discussion with them if they like. We give away miraculous medals, rosaries, booklets, different kind of books, and we pray with them if they wish. And so we've had some really amazing adventures, I guess, if you will, over the years.
Oh, yeah. Well, it really is amazing, because you never know how the Holy Spirit is working with people. That's my experience, is that, you know, you're standing there and suddenly somebody walks up and they see a rosary. They go, my grandma used to have one of those things. I wonder what that thing is. So they walk over. Hey, tell me about it. Well, you tell them a little bit about it, and the Holy Spirit works on them, and they go, you know, I want to find out more. You never know. I mean, it's you could be here all day long, and one person comes up, and that person's life is totally turned around. And you did it because they looked at something on your table.
Well, those are the real things. I talked to other deacons who have been out here, and I asked for some feedback on some of the things they've encountered. They'll encounter somebody who's, you know, been away from the church for a long, long time and is kind of searching. They see us, and they come in and question
right.
Something. We really encourage our deacons to offer a prayer, and most people are willing to pray about something.
That's neat.
Cancer in the family, or
sure.
Or economic, or someone's getting divorced and the children. Even this week, I prayed for people with cancer, people who are going through divorce, people who've been away from the church.
Wow.
A myriad of things, and so it's been really, really great. And the interesting thing, we came out here with some really nice fancy rosaries, about 250, went through those in 3 days.
Woo!
So we're restocking the best we can on those, so it's been really terrific. And about after the first year, I said, well, you know, reconciliation, right, is something that's obviously near and dear to our heart. Wouldn't it be great if we had reconciliation surprise people by having that? So I've been really pleased that the priests have been able to come out and give up their time. And so we've had some really, they tell me, because I can't tell them what's sad, but they said, that was a great confession, and that was
that was
worth being out here for.
Oh, sometimes in places like this, you get as a priest, I can tell you, you'll get a confession that's going, whoa, man, that was. But they won't come make a special appointment to come to church at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. I mean, you know, but here it's available. Great. So, no, I think that's amazing.
Yeah, those encounters. Even this Saturday, we had a record at the fair. I could tell that. And we had Monsignor Chido out here, and he had one or two, you know, going to confession. And pretty soon he was in there. And then we had five people in line. Waiting. I went out and said, hey, Monsignor, we have five in line. He goes, you're kidding. No, we have five in line.
Sure. So,
you
know, you bet.
It was a great day.
You bet. No, well, I think that's great work you're doing. That's fantastic. It's a great ministry. The deacons are out on, as Pope Francis says, the peripheries. That's where the people are at. They're not necessarily in our church, which is we hope they will be. It could be, but, you know, that's all highly organized, which it needs to be. But, gosh, we got to get out there and where the people are and give them a chance to be in touch with the church, to be in touch with Jesus in a very special way. So yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah, to be surprised. Well, like I say, the surprise, and even the Catholics come by, I'm really glad you're here. Even Protestants will come by and say, I'm so glad you're here. There's so much stuff for sale here, and we don't sell anything. We give things away, and we're giving our love away and care away to them. And so we really want to model that for people.
And that's true. We need to be out there because there is so much anti-church, anti-religion, in, you know, those undertones, you're a Christian, oh, well, I look down on you a little bit. You know, whatever, that's that kind of an undertone that I pick up once in a while. And that's why, for example, I know some of us priests, myself included, when I fly anywhere, get in an airplane, I always wear my Roman collar. And I'm always the last guy on the plane, purposely. I want to walk up that aisle and I want people to see that Roman collar. I want them to think, God, yes, there is a God. And I never think about that, but now that made me think about it. So these are graces.
Well, the church, you're right, church visible in the world.
That's right.
It's very easy to be stuck in the parish campus area and stuff, and you have to do that when you're administrator and doing things with that.
Yes.
But to really be out, as you know, probably the most blessing thing you have is going out to the nursing homes or different areas when you're outside. So it's going to be really it's been a really great time for us. We actually had all four dioceses trying to get deacons in. We've had some success with Dubuque, pretty much, and we had a couple, even some candidates, mm-hmm. Deacon candidates here helping us out. So,
well, this has been great. Well, listen, thanks for doing this, and blessings upon you and fellow deacons and the priests who will be out here. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Impoverished children break everyone's heart, but poverty seems like such a big problem. What can one person do to make a difference? For 17 years, Blessman International's passion has been to connect the resources of our donors with sustainable programs that impact the lives of impoverished children in South Africa. Our donors are feeding thousands of hungry children every week, providing basic water and sanitation for impoverished communities, and sharing the love of God in practical ways every day. Go to www.blessmaninternational.org and make your donation today.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hey, what's for dinner tonight? The age-old question that seems to pop up into your head every day. Well, if you're in the mood for some fine dining and cozy atmosphere, Fire Creek Grill has hand-cut steaks cooked to perfection, along with a great selection of seafood and pasta. Now, they're under new Dowling alumni ownership, too, Meg and Sean Williams. Fire Creek Grill is located off South 50th Street in West Des Moines. To reserve your table today, online, firecreekgrill.com or 515-224-0500.
This is Monsignor Frank Bignano, and welcome to Thought of the Week. And this week we're out at the Iowa State Fair, the famous Iowa State Fair. You can catch it on any news station you want this week. And so, but I'm this morning, it's wonderful to have Mary Pirtle here representing Iowans for Life, and a special treat for all of us here in Central Iowa, the missionary image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So, Mary, explain to us what that's about and how we can participate in it.
Okay. To talk about it, we need to go back actually about 500 years to Mexico when Our Lady appeared to an Indian convert named Juan Diego, and he asked her to have a temple built on the site. She wanted to help the people to know the one true God. They had been committing human sacrifice as a way of appeasing their gods. And so by coming there, she was going to help the people convert to the one true God. So she asked him to go to a field of flowers and collect some roses there. He went up there, he collected the roses to bring back to the bishop who had asked for a sign. And as he knelt before the bishop and the roses came out, this beautiful image of Our Lady appeared. And this image, which was made on a like a poncho out of cactus fiber, has remained undisturbed for 500 years. So what we're bringing is actually a digital reproduction of this image. It's 4 by 6 foot, and we call it the missionary image because it goes around the country, and it's been around the world to bring people to an awareness of the need for respect for life.
That's right, and that's interesting because that's how it began, was a disrespect for human life, taking human life deliberately to appease the gods. And today, yes, human life is looked down upon in the womb, and my fear is that it's going to go further than that someday, perhaps, hope not. But anyway, yeah, those are the unborn child is a real human being. According to biology, I just turn to science and say, scientist, what is this? And he says, it's a human being. So, yeah, we don't want, we have about 1 million abortions a year in the United States. That has to stop.
Many.
Somehow or other has to stop. So anyway, we need God's help. and so we turn to the woman who stopped human sacrifice 500 years ago. And we're saying, come on, dear Blessed Virgin Mary, who bore Jesus, come to us and help us, pray for us, so that human life is respected, and little boys and little girls in the mother womb are respected. So anyway, that's kind of our purpose here. What do you have in mind for us?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the miracles that were associated with this tilma. Back at the time, in 1531, over 9 million Aztec people were converted as a result of Our Lady's presence in Mexico. And this is actually approximately equal to the number of Catholics who left the church under Henry VIII. Another miracle was in 1571 when the Holy League defeated the Ottoman Turks' naval fleet at the Battle of Lepanto. They were praying a rosary to a replica of the tilma, which is like the poncho, on the flagship of the fleet. And so they protected Europe from the spread of Islam. And so Pope Pius declared October 7th the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. In 1737, it stopped a plague which had killed 700,000 people. The tilma has been preserved from destruction. Spill of nitric acid in the upper right-hand corner in 1791. And in 1921, Mexican socialists had placed a bomb in a vase of flowers underneath the tilma. A 3-foot-long bronze cross bent over backward, but the tilma and the glass cover were not damaged. And in 1992, in the miraculous image of Juan Diego, they detected in the right eye of Our Lady Juan Diego and some of the people who were present at the time that the tilma was unveiled. Our science has been discovering many wonderful things about the tilma since then. And with all these miraculous things happening, we see miraculous things happening here in our country. Just in 2012, we had the miraculous image come, the missionary image come to Iowa, and 18 of 26 Planned Parenthoods were closed. So we're bringing her back with the hope that she will help us in the fight to amend our Constitution. Back in June of 2018, our Iowa Supreme Court made a ruling that there is a right to abortion in our Constitution, our Iowa Constitution, even though that word never appears. So if Roe v. Wade is overturned, that could make Iowa an abortion mecca. We need to ask Our Lady's help urgently to make sure that these amendments get passed.
That's it. So, yeah, these are things that need to be done, that can be done. They need to be done with faith, trust, love, patience, and prayer. And God has to do it. I mean, come on, you know. We do nothing, but He can do anything He wants. And many times He, as He has in the past, works through the mother of Jesus, the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's historical. It's happened. Just read up on it. You know, Google it up. It's there. So we're looking for that, respect for the human person, because that little that little embryo at the moment of conception has its own DNA. What's the word I'm looking for? Cannot be duplicated again. And it is a beautiful, beautiful child, and it's male or female, and whatever. And so, people say, well, I don't believe it. I think it's a glob of tissue. I say, look, go to science. Just go to biology. That's got to go. Go to a good biologist. Ask a biologist, what are you dealing with here? And he'll say, well, biologically, it's a Homo sapiens, a human being, and biologically, it has its own DNA, and irreproducible to any other DNA on this earth. So, yeah, that's it. So anyway, that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the respect for the human person. That's exactly it.
And the prayer of the people is so important. Pope John Paul II said back in 1999 on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade that the solution of the problem of America lies not with the ideas of politicians or academics, but with a personal encounter with the living, risen Jesus Christ. Through Our Lady of Guadalupe's powerful intercession, the gospel will penetrate the hearts of the men and women of America and permeate their cultures, transforming them from within. We really need to have a change of heart. And they talk about how the practice of piety in Poland helped to change the rule of Nazism and communism that had been in the Polish culture. Under the influence of Cardinal Wyszynski and Cardinal Wojtyla, who was John Paul II, they transformed it so that eventually Poland became a free state and that recognized the natural right of human beings.
Yes, they're right. So it has happened. It will happen. It can happen. We want it to happen. So we'll be back in just a moment talking about the missionary image of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
When you donate to CTO, you're helping more and more families send their kids to Catholic school. That's great, because more and more families qualify for tuition assistance every year. Your generosity makes a huge difference for thousands of families and kids who really need help. Plus, your donation qualifies you for great tax credits. Want to help? Please donate at ctoiowa.org. Let's do this for the kids and their future.
Iowa Catholic Radio welcomes An Evening with Father Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, December 7th, 7 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom at the Iowa Event Center. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com. Ut Fidem, Latin for keep the faith, strives to develop Dallin Catholic High School students who will keep the faith through college. Ut Fidem does this by supporting students in forming deep personal relationships with Christ through small group ministry and faith mentoring. Learn more about An Evening with Father John Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, Saturday, December 7th at iowacatholicradio.com.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
This is Monsignor Frank Bagnano, Thought of the Week. We're honored today to have Mary Pirtle with us for Iowans for Life, talking about the coming to Des Moines, the missionary image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and actually coming to Iowa. And so we're talking about that and the way that through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, not only were the Aztec slaughters terminated, but also it's helping to end this taking of the lives of unborn boys and girls in our own country through abortion. Mary, tell us a little bit more about what Pope John Paul said.
Well, I think the main thing we want to emphasize is that we don't judge women who go in for an abortion. Oftentimes they are pressured by the boyfriend who doesn't want the baby, or family, or financial circumstances. And so, you know, we are not there to judge them. We're there to offer them help and hope, so that whatever they need, so that they can carry the pregnancy to term. But we know that there are women who do have abortions, and we also care about them. They oftentimes don't realize the full impact until 8 to 10 years after the abortion. And they oftentimes regret it. They wish that they had not done it. So Pope John Paul II said in his Gospel of Life, a special word to women who have had an abortion. He said, the Church is aware of the many factors which may have influenced your decision, and she does not doubt that in many cases it was a painful and even shattering decision. The wound in your heart may not yet have healed. Certainly what happened was and remains terribly wrong, but do not give in to discouragement and do not lose hope. Try to understand what happened and to face it honestly. If you have not already done so, give yourself over with humility and trust to repentance. The Father of Mercies is ready to give you his forgiveness and his peace in the sacrament of reconciliation. To the same Father and to his mercy, you can, with sure hope, entrust your child. With the friendly and expert help and advice of other people, and as a result of your own painful experience, you can be among the most eloquent defenders of everyone's right to life. Through your commitment to life, whether by accepting other children or helping those in need of someone, you can become promoters of a new way of looking at human life. So the Church is oftentimes people wind up turning to the Catholic Church because they're the only ones that recognize how serious abortion is and how painful it is, and then offer women a way of receiving absolution through the priest in the sacrament of reconciliation. So people finally get hope. They feel that their sin is forgiven and that they may one day again see their child in heaven.
Yes, the Church holds forth the truth in that tension, the truth that abortion is wrong. It is the taking of an innocent human life, period. There's no other way to define it. But also the truth that God is there. God does not condemn you. We do not. Who are we? We don't condemn anybody. Our job is to reach out in mercy to help people, to help them recover in their healing, and to help them have their sins forgiven through the sacrament of reconciliation, or however, if they're not a Catholic, to go back to Jesus. But yeah, God is God. It's wrong, but God is merciful. So we hold those two realities together, two truths.
And we have places in Des Moines right now that help women who are in a crisis pregnancy. We have InterVisions Healthcare on 50th Street in West Des Moines that offers free pregnancy testing, ultrasounds, STD testing, and they are very helpful. They also help women who are post-abortive. And we have groups like Rachel's Vineyard, which help women who are post-abortive.
That's wonderful. Tell us a little bit about this missionary image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, a time for prayer, people coming together to pray. When is this happening? Where is this happening? Can you fill us in a little bit?
Sure. The first appearance is going to be at the Iowans for Life banquet on Thursday, October 3rd at the Prairie Meadows Bishop Ballroom in Altoona. It's from 6 to 9. We're having Gloria Purvis from EWTN's Morning Glory Show as the keynote speaker. And our new bishop, Bishop Johnson, is going to be attending. So people will be able to see the image. They'll be able to come up and touch it and venerate it. And then on October 4th, she'll be at St. Anthony's at an 8:30 children's mass and a healing mass at 7 p.m. On Sunday, October 6th, she'll be at Life Chain at St. Teresa's Church from 2 to 3:30. On October 7th, she'll be at St. Catherine of Siena's Church for a 5:15 mass with a rosary following. On October 9th, she'll be at St. Joseph's Church. On October 10th, we have a big event at the Iowa State Capitol Rotunda on the first floor. We're having a pro-life rally and prayer. We're hoping to have Governor Reynolds come, legislators, and all of our pro-life groups. This will be from 10 to 12:30, and we'll have speakers and prayers. We'll be talking about the amendment to the Iowa Constitution, Senate Resolution 21. And then following that, we'll be going over to the Iowa State Supreme Court and having prayers there. On October 11th, we'll be at St. Teresa's for the school mass at 8:35. On October 13th, our new Bishop Johnson will be saying mass at 10:30 at St. Ambrose Cathedral with the image. And then on October 19th, we'll have the image in Parenthood on 1000 East Army Post Road in a 40 Days for Life prayer vigil from 10 to 11 with Christ the King Parish, your old parish.
Yeah.
And we'll be visiting InterVision South Clinic.
Well, thank you, Mary, very much, and our prayers are with you. Thank you for heading up this wonderful event, Iowans for Life Missionary Image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Hope you all can be there. Pray with us. Thank you. God bless you all.
Join Iowa Catholic Radio every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. for Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Pugnano. Listen online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.